Hey everybody, Jerome Bivens in Baltimore. It is September the 8th, 2023, and I was sitting in my old easy chair and I was just pondering, and I thought about Donald Trump. Okay, here we go. You knew it was coming, just a matter of time. And I thought to myself, he is like a big zit that just won't go away. And if you've ever had acne, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Sometimes you get a zit and it seems like it is just paying rent monthly. It just won't go away, no matter what you do. You know, I remember when I was in junior high school back in the day, and I think I started junior high school in 1971, Pimlico Junior High. And I had real bad acne, and I was always so scared to death to go to school because I was afraid that everybody was staring at that great big zit right on the tip of my nose. And man, junior high school, man, it was a trauma. I mean, I got 1,000 stories, along with the pimple stories. But I'm going to just digress for a second and just talk about truckers. You know, back in the day, everybody wanted truckers. These were shoes. And if you've ever listened to my podcast, you know my parents had 5 children, and I was one of them. And we didn't have all the money in the world. So I remember I begged and pleaded for my parents to get me some truckers. They got me a pair of fake truckers, and I think I wore them for about 10 seconds and stopped wearing them. And then somehow I convinced them to get me some real truckers, and they did. But they were trucker boots, which was fine. They were legit. They would go. You know, they would certainly do the trick. And it was a good thing I got the boots, because I also convinced my parents to get me some Lee pants. You know, back in the day, everybody was wearing Lee pants, you know, L-E-E, Lee pants. They weren't so much jeans as they were pants. And I had 3 pair. And it was a good thing I had those trucker boots, because the day after my parents splurged on me and got me those 3 pair of Lees. Now, I was living like a pig in doo-doo. I was so happy, but I went to sleep and woke up the next morning, and I had grown a couple, 3 inches, and I had put, my waist had gotten a little bit bigger to the extent that those Lees didn't fit anymore. The pants were too short, and I couldn't fasten the waist. And I'm thinking, oh, no. And let me tell you the truth. There was no way in the world I was going back to my parents asking for some more pants. I said, no. That is not going to work, and I'm not going to try it. The trucker boots helped me. Because when I wore those pants that were too short, nobody could tell. Nobody could tell that I had on high waters. And I never fastened the pants up top because I couldn't. And I remember wearing, you know, big old shirts, you know, sweatshirts over. Nobody could see my waist. And I made it. I mean, it was just horrific. But not as bad as the acne. Not as bad as those big old ugly zits. And when you think of zits, you have to think of that scene from the movie Animal House, when John Belushi's sitting in that cafeteria, had a mouthful of something that was white, and then he puckered up, and then he punched his cheeks and blew that white stuff all over the people that were sitting across the table from him, and he just started laughing. That's the zit. That's the Donald Trump zit. But it's the zit that just won't go away. You know, you pick it, you squeeze it, you even cut it, and you try to bleed it to get all that nastiness out, and it just won't go away. And it's not meant to be funny, because it's a trauma. I mean, Donald Trump is a trauma. You know, if you're a brown person, he makes you feel afraid. He makes you feel scared. He makes you feel like somebody's coming to get you. And if you're a non-brown person, he makes you feel scared. He makes you feel afraid. He makes you feel like somebody's coming to get you. I don't care what you look like. This is the impact that he has on people. And this is what he wants. He wants to stir up controversy. He wants to stir up fear. He wants to make people anxious. And then he wants to turn people against each other, which is what he has done, which is what he continues to do. How in the hell can somebody be under 4 separate criminal indictments, 2 state and 2 federal, and still be so popular? I've said it before, and I'll say it again. He is the great white hope. But I hope to hell that he catches up with himself, because he's done his country a disservice. He's done the world a disservice. He's done humanity a disservice. And what really, really bugs me is there's 70 some odd million people who can't see the fact that he is nothing more than a big zit. Justice for everybody.